Y'all be seated again. We're going to get exercise, getting up, getting down, getting up, getting down. Praise God, but sometimes you can't stay down. You got to get up. Sometimes you just got to stand up. Sometimes when the Spirit of the Lord moves on you, you got to move. You just can't sit there. You got to move. Now, some people don't understand that about us people. Some people don't understand. You know, that you just don't understand that. But when they get hit by that Holy Ghost, then they understand. Hallelujah. You love the Lord, so praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Dear sister over here, Diane, come over to our services here. First time here. Never been to a service like this. Never been to churches like this. Come over here. Saw the power of God come down, take old Ricky Baldwin's feet out from under him, boom, down on the ground. He goes, she says, oh my God, I'm getting out of here. Came her turn, the Lord God pinned her down so she couldn't run. Two women went over there and tried to pick her up, couldn't do it. God had her pinned. Said, you ain't leaving, I ain't done with you yet. I ain't done till I'm done. You ain't moving. Hallelujah. And that was something, wasn't it? That was something. Hallelujah. You said, something, I got to get a grasp on reality. Something's going on here. She couldn't believe that. Little Ricky, whoop, boom. Then old extra long back there, whoop, boom. Then the duck, boom. But boy, when the mountain was removed. Hey, it's no big deal. My God said if you have a faith the grain is a grain of mustard seed, you can say into that mountain, be plucked up and removed, and it'll happen. I said, pluck him up, Lord, and move him over there, and God picked him up and bounced him. You love the Lord? Say, praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know, it's no different for a mountain that size or a mountain the size of the one on the other side of the valley. A mountain's a mountain. I don't care if it's a little mountain or a big mountain. It's still a mountain. Amen. You know what I learned a long time ago? I learned that when I went out hiking and I went out there in the woods and I walked around and all, it was never the big rocks that stopped me from going anywhere. It was that little stone in my shoe. It was that little nagging pebble, you know? It just, you got to go along and just, you know. And pretty soon you just sit down and you say, I ain't going anywhere and I'm going to get that thing out of there. You take that shoe off and you look around.
Don't do it that way. Don't want to get too close to it, you know what I mean? So you kind of look out here and you try to find something. And then you look down there and, oh, there it is. And you picked up in it. Then you can walk again. You know? You can walk again. Praise God. That's what I like about tech meetings. Can you see me doing that behind the pulpit in one of them stained glass churches? Ooh, they fill me out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, do you know there's not going to be any churches in heaven? Ain't going to need them. Ain't going to need no washing machines up there. Done been washed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't going to need no washing machines up there. Them's for down here. Washing machines down here. Now, this here is what they call a heavy-duty washing machine. You know, they got heavy-duty washing machines. They got light-duty washing machines. They got in-between washing machines, you know. This here will be a heavy-duty washing machine. Some of the time, we get some dirty laundry in here, son. I tell you, we get some laundry in here smell worse than my feet on a hot day. And you've got to have heavy-duty laundry detergent. Heavy-duty laundry detergent. Well, I found a laundry detergent that'll get anything white. It'll get anything white. And that's Jesus. That's the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. It can even cleanse old me. Hallelujah. It can even cleanse old me. Make me white as snow. Stand before my Lord. Take that garment of mine, that old raggedy, tarry, old garbage thing of self-righteousness, and throw it in the garbage. Put on that perfect, bright, white garment of the Lord, the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. The only garment of righteousness that God will accept, His righteousness, not mine, not yours, His.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mine was dirty. Mine was tattered. Mine was no good. God wouldn't even look at it. I mean, I walked up to God, tried to talk, He just kind of hold His nose and just turned. But then Jesus took a look at me. He said, "Don't worry, son. Hold on a minute. I got a plan. I got a plan. Watch what I'm going to do. I am going to disguise you. I'm going to get you into my Father's throne room. I'm going to put you in a disguise." And He took my clothes and put them aside. He put His own clothes upon me. He gave me His mind. He gave me His voice. He put a spirit in me. He said, "Now go talk to my Father. He'll accept you." Hallelujah. That's what salvation is all about. It's not going to God in my clothes. It's not going to God in my righteousness. It's not going to God with my goodness. It's going to God hidden in Jesus as the body of Christ. You know what? I read this thing in the Bible one time. It was the most amazing thing. It said, "Wherever two or more are gathered together in my name, there shall I be in the midst." I went to a preacher one time. I said, "Preacher, what's that mean? What's that mean, preacher, whenever two or more are gathered together in my name?" He said, "That means whenever two or more people are gathered together talking about Jesus and having Bible study or something like that." And you know, I believe that. I believe that. And I went on, and but you know what? Jesus never came in. I never saw Jesus. I never saw Him. And we'd sit in there, and we'd sing songs, and we'd pray, and we'd read our Bible. I never felt Jesus. But one day, I got alone and I said, "Lord, you tell me what it means." And He said, "If I got this one over here, and he's in me, and I take this one over here, and he's in me, and I take this one over here, and he's in me, how many of me are there?" One is still one. Hallelujah. One in Jesus. A man told me one day, he said, "You cannot prove to me that the Trinity is mathematically incorrect, because I don't care how you look at it. 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. I said, "No. But 1 × 1 × 1 = 1. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a cheer. One times one times one equals Jesus. Guy said, "Well, I don't understand that." I said, "What's H2O? He said, "Water." I said, "Water, if it's a vapor. Gas? What if it's a solid? Ice? Well, what is it? H2O. Amen. Now watch this. 1 John 5:7. "For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost." The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Word. Is it the Word or the Son? The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Alright, isn't that simple? Father, Word, Holy Ghost. They're one. Water, ice, steam. H2O. Father, Word, Holy Ghost, Jesus. Isn't that simple? Then he goes on to say, "There are three that bear record in the earth. The water, the Spirit, and the blood. The water, the blood, and the Spirit. And these three agree as one." Baptism of blood. Baptism of water. Baptism of Holy Ghost. I was a Baptist at one time, and I read in my Bible, it said, Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Well, I was a believer and I got baptized. But then I caught this little word, this little three-letter word, little conjunction, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall lift up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, they shall not harm them. They'll lay hands on the sick, who will be healed. And I said, well, my Lord, I can't believe this. Lord, but I'm a believer and I've been baptized. I can't do anything. I can't do it. He said, what do you need to drive a car? Need a steering wheel? Need a gas pedal? Need a brake? Three major things you need. You can do without anything else. I mean, you know, if you got the car, I mean, you don't need air conditioning. You don't need a radio. You don't even need a gear shift. You got automatics. Amen? Take the reverse out and throw it away. As long as you point it in the right direction, you can go. Amen? You need three things to drive a car. Steering wheel, gas pedal, and a brake. Now, you can go a ways with just a steering wheel. And you can go a ways with just a gas pedal. You ain't going nowhere with just a brake. But if you try to go with just a steering wheel, you're going to have a heap of trouble. And if you go with just a steering wheel and a gas pedal, you're going to have a whole lot of trouble. And if you go with just a gas pedal, you in one bodacious amount of problems. You got to have all three. You got to have all three. And the Lord showed me, you know, in the Word of God, it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And again, the Word of God says, grace and mercy be multiplied unto you according to knowledge. Grace and mercy be multiplied times knowledge. Do you hear me? Grace, mercy, multiplied times knowledge. Very little knowledge, very little grace and mercy. Whole lot of knowledge, whole lot of grace and mercy. Huh? How do you get that knowledge? It's called submitting to the Father. It's submitting to the name of Jesus. It's saying, Lord Jesus, I am nothing. Fill me with you. I know nothing. What it's all about. Moses, raised up by God in Pharaoh's house. Moses, growing up, believing he was a god. And you think some of you people have problems. You think your next door neighbor has problems. Moses thought he was a god. Pharaohs were gods. And they lived as gods, and they were worshipped as gods. And Moses was raised as Pharaoh's son to be a god. But at the age of 40, Moses was driven out. And he was going to save Israel. Oh, he was going to save his people. He found out he was an Israelite, a Jew. He was going to save those guys because he was a god. Mm-hmm. 40 years later, he's still walking around saying, who am I? What am I? Who am I? What am I? I give up. I don't know who you are, God, or what you are. I don't know what you are. And all of a sudden, he saw burning bush. He sees that bush. It's burning. It's not burning now. It burns closer. Closer. Voice comes out. Moses. Take off thy shoes, for the ground wherest thou standest is holy ground. Longest time I wondered what God was meaning by that, until I realized servants don't take off your shoes, son. You ain't a god. Just a man. You're going to be my son. The Apostle Paul thought he was a great man of God. Saul of Tarsus. Going out and getting those horrible Christians and killing them and putting them in prison and just doing bad, nasty things. Just pleasing God, you know, man. Such a righteous man. Such a righteous man. Riding off to Damascus on his high horse. Going to please God through his will. Jesus knocked him off his high horse. Said, you ain't so tall after all. You ain't so tall after all. You have to humble yourself before the Lord. Be a servant of God. Just as he lifted, he is going to stomp. Amen. Well, praise God. I ought to sing something about that. But you got something we can sing. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We are the fishermen ministers. We have no church except his church. We fellowship wherever we are accepted to fellowship in the name of Jesus. But we have no church because we are not here to build churches of stone and brick and wood. But we are here to build churches of flesh and bone to glorify God. And if they will worship in a building, that be fine. If they worship in a field, that be fine. As long as they worship King Jesus. King Jesus. Not Methodist, not Baptist, not Foursquare, not Pentecostal Holiness, not Church of God of Prophecy, Assembly of God, and the list goes on and on and on. But Jesus. Jesus. My Bible says that God gives us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come together in the unity of the faith unto the perfect man, the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. Didn't say nothing about Baptist Church or Methodist Church. Now, I used to be a Baptist, so I can pick up the Baptist. And you know who the first Baptist preacher was? Paulus. Paulus was the first Baptist preacher because he knew only the baptism of John. Priscilla and Aquila met him, they took him aside and straightened him out a little bit. Paul came along, met some of his disciples, said, there's something ain't right with you people. You're missing something. I know what it is. You ain't got the Holy Ghost. Man, you dead fish. Let's go. Got them baptized in the Holy Ghost, and they became crazy. Became fanatical, crazy, praise God, Jesus freak, rigid, non-religious idiots. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I love being a Jesus freak. I love being a Jesus freak. I love being a believer on Jesus Christ. There's no other freedom on this planet. There is none. That old Satan will put that yoke of bondage on you and stick your head all down there, and he'll whisper in that ear, and he'll say, you're a terror. You're a terror. You were always a terror. You'll always be a terror. God's going to burn you. But Jesus Christ comes along and says, hey, guess what? Cut that yoke of bondage. Up you spring and you find out, I'm a wheat, praise God. I'm a wheat, hallelujah. I'm a seed of God. I'm a seed of God. I'm a seed of God. Bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Not a seed made with man's hands. Not a seed made of the flesh. Not a seed made after the manner of man. Not by the will of man. Not by man, nor by the will of man, but by the will of God. That seed that is put into us when the Holy Spirit comes to us and renews us, reborns us, or whatever you want to call it. You can call it renews it. they got some kind of cleaning stuff out there called Renews It. Ain't God neat? It's a spot remover. Amen. Spot remover. Satan, we got us a cleaner too called Renews It. That's right. Jesus renews it. He cleanses us up. I remember back years ago, old brother H. Richard Hall, he got the all excited one time when he come out with his new laundry detergent thing called Shout. And he said, Satan, what you doing coming out here with this Shout stuff? Christian's been shouting dirt out for years. Christian's been shouting dirt out for years. All you got to do is shout in the name of Jesus. Old dirt will run and Satan will go with it. You want to have fun? You want to have fun? Make Satan just quiver. And how do you do it? Preach the Word. Preach the Word. And anybody can preach the Word of God. Anybody can preach it. All you got to do is say, Lord, pour it in. And then pour it out. Pour it in. Pour it out. And just let the Word come forth. And you know, there'll be some people who will like it. And there'll be some people who won't like it. And some people will say, well, you preach funny. And that's all right. I am funny. I am funny. My Bible says I'm peculiar. And I don't care how you just put it together, peculiar is kind of funny. You know? And they say, well, Richard, you even look funny. Well, I got great bowels and mercy. Great bowels of mercy. Now, you let these old characters go on over there, and you let them get on those fitness things, and you let them exercise, and you let them eat all those health foods like you were given, running around and eating all them health foods, and what happened to him? Died of stomach cancer. Now, isn't that a joke? I mean, I feel sorry for the man. God bless. I mean, I'm not glad he died or anything like that, but look at the lie of Satan. Look at the lie of Satan. Satan told that man that if he followed after health food, and he followed after this, and he followed after that, he's going to live forever. God showed him he wouldn't. Showed him he wouldn't. Died of stomach cancer. My. Can't get any clearer than that. I'll tell you what. You want to live? You want to live? Eat that bread of life. Eat the bread of life that cometh down from heaven. Eat that bread of life that was on the cross and now is in heaven. Eat that bread, that manna. That's eternal life. These guys go out there to the bar. They get drunk. They get all kinds of drunk. Trying to feel good. Well, I'll tell you what. I know where there's a spring. I know where there's a spring of living water. And when you just tilt back and say, Lord, fill my cup and pour it in, He just pours that water in, and pretty soon it just starts kind of working on you, and you start doing this kind of number, and pretty soon you just want to start dancing, and you just can't help it. Hallelujah. It starts moving you. Hallelujah. Make you do some of the weirdest things. Make you do some of the weirdest things. I remember I saw a guy one time jump off a platform about that high. Landed about that far away on the back of one of these chairs. And just took off running all the way back to church. Never won a class. Never won a class. My, he tried out outside the Spirit, he'd have one wreck right there on the front row. If you love the Lord, say amen. That's not true. That'd be a wreck. And it wasn't in no tent. You know where it could get stuck in the ground real good? And grass can walk and open. No, it was on in a church building on a tile floor. One of them real slippery tile floors. I went by later and I took that chair. And he just slipped around. I said, ooh, my. Praise the Lord. Praise God. God is able. And you know what He's going to do in these last days? He told me to tell people this. Wherever I go, I'm going to tell them this. I'm going to tell them every day. I might not tell them the same way every day, but every single service I'm going to tell them this. Watch out. was able to shut up the mouth of genies and jandries? Well, let me tell you something. Paul told Timothy, at the end of this age, you're going to see the people of God with the anointing on do even greater than Moses did with James and Jandries. It's going to stop their mouths forever. 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 You're going to see the power of God to raise the dead and heal the sick. You're going to see little children walk down the street, and the power of God's going to fall on them, and they're going to heal people. You're going to see nurses walk down through hospital rooms, and the sick are going to get out of their beds and start glorifying God. And the doctors are going to want to sue all of us. They're going to want to sue all of us because we're taking money right out of them. And that's our truth. Come here, Cheryl. I want to embarrass my daughter here. Up here and help you take care of it. Don't embarrass too bad. Daddy loves you. Little Cheryl here had a big old thing on her neck. Doctor wanted to operate. Gonna operate. Cost what? $4,000 or something like that? $1,000? Just for the surgery. Then you had all that other stuff. That's right. Unless the Lord, you know, you want me to spend $1,000, I'll spend. You want us to do this, I'll do it, Lord. She's worth it to me. But you know what, Lord, you don't want her to go through that. You don't want her to have to go through that. So we took her to the doctor, and the doctor checked her out, and all this kind of stuff. And we said, okay, now we know what it is. I found sometimes it helps to know what you're praying about. You know. So I found out what it was, and we prayed, and you know what? God took it away. God took it away. And you know that doctor got mad? He got mad because he wasn't going to get his $1,000. He still wanted to operate anyway. And the other doctor that we had recommended, he got angry. He got angry. He said, that girl doesn't need an operation. God's here. That's my Jesus. And that's your Jesus. Picked on a young one. I might as well pick on an old one. This little lady right here.